Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to give you guys a follow-up on what I talked about in the last episode, which was addressing an issue, something that I need to address that I normally would either avoid or I would handle from a place of low self-esteem. And I wanted to give this scenario because I consciously handled this from a place of more confidence. And what I mean by more confidence is not just doing something because it's probably for my best interest, and not just doing something probably because I'm supposed to, doing something because long-term it's going to make me feel better to do it this way. How's it going to make me feel long-term? Versus handling something from a confident mindset or low self-esteem mindset. So how is this going to make me feel? So I did address the issue with somebody. I wouldn't even call it an issue. It was just something we had to talk about. But the point is I didn't avoid it and I didn't give in to maybe behavior that wouldn't serve me in a healthy way. And the person's response was just fine. It was no big deal. And that's great. You know, they could have been mad or they could have been grouchy or in a bitter mood. I don't know, anything. They were perfectly fine with what I had to say. And I explained, certain things and everything was fine. And they actually gave me a compliment after I told them, after I addressed the issue, they actually complimented me and I was like, wow, okay. This went great. So, I just wanted to give that follow up because, I did my last episode on facing your demons and this was actually a very, I would say sensitive subject matter that I had to address. And so I was a little bit nervous about it. And like I said, a lot of times I'd probably either want to avoid it or maybe just give in to it in order to avoid conflict. And I didn't do that. I handled it from a more confident way, mindset, and everything went just fine, which is, by the way, I think the way most people handle things. I think most people are more confident than what I have been over the last 20 years. I think I've struggled with low self-esteem way more than I ever realized up until just the last month. And when you're handling things from a more confident mindset, everything starts to make more sense. I just want to point that out because now that I did this, things make way more sense. That's how I feel. I wasn't sure what the feeling was going to be. I didn't know if I'd have a feeling at all. But I feel like things make more sense and that's refreshing. So I wanted to point out the feeling that came from addressing my fear, facing a demon, whatever you want to call it. I also wanted to point out a little example that just happened today that I think is a good example of what can lead people with complex PTSD to end up beating ourselves up. And it's when we're second guessed. When somebody second guesses us, and I had a scenario happen, and the person doing this, they weren't trying to second guess me. They were just pointing out the facts. And so that's important to point out. This person wasn't intentionally trying to second guess me, but I had an issue with my oven and my stove a few hours ago. And they were making whenever I was using my burner, my stove burner, it's an electric stove. It was making like a gas smell. And then I noticed when I used my oven this afternoon to cook something, I had it on and it made a gas smell. And so I called my landlord and I said, you might want to have somebody look at my oven and stovetop because they're making a weird gas smell. And the landlord said, well, that's an electric stove. It shouldn't make a gas smell. And I said, well, that's what it smells like. And he was pointing out why the oven or stove wouldn't smell like gas. And I said, well, that's where the smell came from when I turned them on. And he said, it might be dirty, you know, the inside, there might be something burnt and you're smelling a burnt smell. And I looked inside and I was like, you know, there's nothing's burnt. And so I want to point something out here. I easily could have felt second guessed, right? Because he was saying that's not the smell you would be smelling. You're either smelling a burnt smell or there's something, you know, something else is happening, but it's not the smell you're smelling, right? You're not smelling a gas smell. Well, I was smelling a gas smell and it was coming from the oven and stove. And I'm going to explain why, and why it's so important to not second guess yourself, because that can lead to you beating yourself up and thinking you're incompetent or feeling like a fool or like an idiot. And then you beat yourself up and that could go on for hours, right? And I think that this is sort of something that happens a lot because this could have been a trigger, right, for me. But I figured out what was going on, and that's why, you know, I thought I'm smelling a gas smell here. I know what I'm smelling, and it's coming from the stove and the oven. So I'm going to explain what was happening was, because I tested it out with other things. I did a test. I decided to be scientific. So I got my toaster out and I used my toaster. And because I got my toaster out, it's something hot, right? It's something that heats up. I smell a gas smell. And then what did I do next? I got a candle. I thought, okay, I'm going to get a candle. This is not something that plugs into any wires. This is just a candle, an old fashioned candle. I lit it and it smelled like gas. And I thought, okay, you know, so I kind of was starting to figure out what was going on because we've had some renovations going on in my building, and across the hallway, the two units have been painted like in the last 5 days. And I noticed the gas smell about 5 days ago when I used my toaster, and I thought, well, that's weird because it's a brand new toaster. Like it's only 2 weeks old or something. And then I went up and did my laundry and dried my clothes. And I thought if the dryer smells like gas, it's the paint vapors mixing with the burners. And so when I ran the dryer, I went back up about 20 minutes later and it smelled like gas. And I thought, well, that's what it was. I was smelling gas. And that's the smell that happens when paint vapors mix with a burner. So I never knew that. I just never knew it. And so when I called and said I smell a gas smell when I'm turning on my electric stovetop and oven, it's because the paint vapors were coming into my unit and mixing with the burner. The burner was causing that smell. It shows you how strong paint vapors are. And since I'd already made the appointment with the technician guy to come over tomorrow and look at my stove and oven, I wrote a note explaining you guys might want to crack open those windows and vent air out those units better, because those vapors are seeping in to the point where hot things smell like gas. And so I just wanted to point out, you know, if you feel second guess, don't let anybody second guess you. And again, this person wasn't trying to second guess me intentionally. They were just pointing out the facts. An electric stove doesn't put out gas smells. But if your units next door have just been painted and it's very strong and you're not airing them out properly, it's going to seep in and make things that heat up smell like gas. So that's what was actually going on. But anyway, you know, if you do second guess yourself in a scenario like that, and then you feel incompetent or you feel like an idiot, you can just want to like beat your fist on your head like all rest of the day and just beat yourself up and criticize yourself and be really hard on yourself until you find out what the actual answer is and you realize it was a gas-like smell. It wasn't burnt food in the oven, you know. It wasn't anything burned on top of the electric radiators, whatever you want to call them, on the stovetop. It was a gas smell. And so I just wanted to point out, when we might be second guessed, like if you grow up with a narcissist who gaslights you a lot, that's what they do. And so it can be very triggering. So whenever they did this, I was not triggered by them saying this to me because I knew they were only working with the facts I was giving them, right? And I just decided to be scientific and let's test this stuff out on, according to other things. And other things were getting hot. They were smelling like gas too, right? So I did a test. And I figured what was going on. So it's just good to not let things get you like that, because if you're like me and you ride with your feelings, that's the key thing. That second guessing could have led to me being triggered, which could have led to me beating myself up, which could have led to feelings of incompetence and feeling like a complete idiot. And I could have ridden the wave of downtrodden self-judgment feelings all evening long, which I think is totally part of complex PTSD. And I didn't do that, right? I thought, well, I know what I'm smelling. You know, I'm not going to be second guessed by what my nose is telling me. So it was just a matter of figuring it out. You know, just had to figure out what it was. So I tested it. But I just want to give that little scenario, because that's totally something where you could be thrown off for like the rest of the day. And it's important to be aware and not let that happen. And also with that facing the demons thing, or, you know, fear of consequences thing, I addressed something I did not want to address and everything went fine. And I think, like I said, I think the majority of the population, that's life. They address things and everything's just fine. Because one of my biggest weaknesses in my whole adult life has been conflict resolution, where avoiding the resolution part and just letting the conflict hang around because you don't want to address it. And this was one of those scenarios, and I resolved it, and everything's fine. So I think for you too, you know, your demons might not be as scary as you think they might be. Addressing things might not be as scary as you think. And people are way more understanding than I used to ever give them credit for. I want to say that too. But anyway, this is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.